Hi, and welcome to this advanced Ableton lesson, Designing Cinematic Impacts and Downlifters for Drum and Bass. I'm excited. We're going deep on sound design, layering, timing, and mixing so your drops hit harder and your transitions feel cinematic. Set your project to around 174 BPM, sit tight, and let's build something that slams. First, what you'll make in this session: one short, punchy, cinematic impact. Think a tight transient, a tuned sub hit, and a short cinematic tail, and one downlifter that lives for 1 to 2 bars. Evolving noise, a fast pitch dive, grainy texture, filter movement, reverb and delay tails, plus sidechain pumping and low-end control. I'll give you concrete device chains and parameter ranges using Ableton stock devices where possible, and I'll share workflow tips for resampling and creating quick variations. Let's start with the impact. Impact design. Anatomy and chain. Think of the impact as 5 modular parts: transient, low body, texture, tail, and glue. On the device chain, top to bottom, use an instrument device first, then utility, EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, reverb, and a limiter or multiband dynamics at the end if you need peak control. Step 1. Source material. Load 2 to 4 one-shots into simpler or sampler, a punchy kick or snare top for the transient, a short sine sub tuned to the track key, a metallic or cymbal top layer for texture, and optionally a reverse tail piece. If you're synthesizing the sub, use operator with a single sine oscillator, set amp envelope to a tiny attack around 2 to 3 milliseconds and decay between 50 and 120 milliseconds for a tight body. Step 2. Tuning and timing. Tune the sub to the root note. Place the transient and the sub on the same grid point, then try nudging the sub 10 to 30 milliseconds later to let the transient cut through. That small delay creates perceived punch without increasing level. Step 3. Device settings and shaping. On EQ8, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz if you want to control extreme sub-resonance, notch any muddy buildup in the 200 to 400 Hz region, and add a gentle shelf around 2 to 4 Khz for snap, maybe plus 1.5 to plus 2.5 dB. On saturator, try 3 to 6 dB drive, use analog clip or soft sine, and pull dry slash wet to around 30 to 50%, so you fattens without squashing dynamics. Set glue compressor with an attack of around 5 to 20 ms to let the transient breathe. Release 0.2 to 0.6 seconds, ratio around 4:1, and dial the threshold for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction for that glued punch. For reverb, use a short plate style tail. Decay 0.6 to 1.5 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 25 ms, and very importantly, use a low cut inside the reverb around 200 to 350 Hz so the reverb doesn't muddy the sub. Example quick setting: reverb decay 1.0s, pre-delay 12 ms, low cut 350 Hz, dry slash wet 25%. Step 4. Stereo imaging. Keep the sub layer mono. Put a utility on the sub with width near zero. You can widen the metallic and airy layers to 120 to 160% before sending them to the group impact chain. If your impact collapses in mono, it'll lose energy on club systems, so test mono often. Optional tail: duplicate the impact track and paste in a reversed cymbal that leads into the hit. Use a short fade and maybe an auto filter sweep to add movement. That reverse gives an instant cinematic sweep into the downbeat. Now to downlifters, the long sweep that drags energy down and hands tension into your drop. Downlifter design, anatomy and chain. Think of these elements: the pitched source, filter movement, grain or spectral texture, big reverb and delay tails, HPF for low-end safety, and side chain for rhythmic pumping. A good device chain is simpler or sampler as source, auto filter, grain delay or frequency shifter for texture, reverb, ping pong delay, EQ8, compressor with sidechain, and utility last. Step 1. Sources. Layer long noise samples like white or pink noise, reversed cymbals, stretched vocal pads, and a pitched riser that you'll pitch down 12 to 24 semitones. For character, grab a recording of metal or a clap and stretch it. These organic textures make lifters feel real. Step 2. Pitch automation. Use simpler in classic mode or sampler. Automating clip transpose across the clip is a clean way to get melodic alignment. For example, transpose from 0 to minus 12 semitones over one bar. For a more synth-like glide, use sampler's pitch envelope with an exponential curve. Big drop early, then slowing near the end for drama. If you use clip envelopes, remember they're tied to the clip so they're easy to resample later. Step 3. Filter and movement. Auto filter set to low pass 24 dB slope works well. Automate frequency from roughly 8 to 12 kHz down, to to somewhere around 300 to 800 HC over the lifter. Use resonance around 1.2 to 2.0 for a hint of presence. Also try adding little clip gain automation or a subtle LFO on top frequencies to create movement. Step 4. Add grainy texture. Grain delay is a great stock device. Try spray between 10 and 30%. Sync to 1/16 or triplet subdivisions. Pitch to tune around -12 to -36 semitones for dramatic grains. Feedback 10 to 25% and dry/wet in the 15 to 30% range. Frequency shifter lightly used is another tool to add in harmonic motion. Step 5. Reverb and delay tails. Use a large hall reverb with decay from 2 to 6 seconds for a cinematic tail. Always high pass the reverb around 300 to 500 HC so it doesn't sit in the sub. Ping pong delay is useful for rhythmic echoes. Sync to quarter or half notes. Feedback 20 to 35%. Dry/wet 15 to 25%. Step 6. Sidechain and low-end cleanup. Put a compressor sidechain to the kick or another dominant element to create pumping. Fast attack of 1 to 10 ms. Release sync to 1/8 or 1/16 notes. Ratio around 4:1. And put an EQ8 high pass on the lifter at roughly 90 to 140 HC so the lifter won't collide with your bass. This audio version is shortened for playback.